Greetings and welcome back to another on our ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. We are now in Ndarim Daf Mem Amud Bet. I'm Ravi Ami Amarav, and the first part, the majority of today's Shiur, will be a continuation of the Agadah relating tangentially and directly to the issue of Bikur Cholim. May dichti v'yatav an adam asedach lach, asedach haklei gola. When Hashem says to Yechezkel, make vessels for exile, what does that refer to? Zuner v'ke'ara v'shatiach. That refers to a candle and a bowl and a mat. In other words, things that you could take with you on the road so you could stay pretty much anywhere. The next drasha is on the pasuk in the Tochacha that Hashem will make you live be'erom v'choser kol, without anything. What does that refer to? V'amri amarav b'lo ner u'v'lo shulchan. Having without a candle, without a table, that's like being with nothing. Rav Chista mar below Isha, he says being with nothing means being without a wife. Rav Sheshta mar below Shamash, without anybody to serve you. Rav Nachman mar below Da'at, without any ability to think or any knowledge. Tana below Melach uvelo Revav. Some say it means without salt or without any fat or suet. Amar Abaya Nektinan Ein Ani Ela B'deya. Somebody's poor, it means that they are somebody who doesn't think. The Marava Amri, the Dabe Kulabe, in Eretz Yisrael they had a statement about wisdom. If you have that, you have everything. Delo Dabe Mabe, if you don't have that, what do you have? Da Kani Machaser, if you are acquired wisdom, you lack nothing. De Ilo, Da Lo Kani Makani, if you have not acquired this, what have you acquired? Good. Amar of Alexander Mechia Bar Abba. Machtabikacholim.Anahachole Omen Micholio Achemachlino Alkovanotab. A person does not get better until they've forgiven him, which means it's a sure sign of being forgiven when you are better. Shenemar, hasolech l'chol avonaychi, harofe l'chol tachluaychi. He who forgives all of your sins and who heals all of your diseases. Ramuna amar, chozer li'me alumav. He goes back, he's refreshed like a young man. Shenemar, rutapash besarao minoar yashuv li'me alumav. When his skin is healed, he goes back to, He goes back to the days of his youth. Now, back in that parak of Tehillim that we saw in the previous podcast that talked about visiting the sick, Kol mishkavo hafachta v'cholyo, you have turned his bed over while he was sick. Amar Rav Yosef lomar demeshacheach limudo. Rav Yosef, and he testifies from his own experience, it means turning it over means he turns over your own learning. In other words, you forget your learning when you're sick. Rav Yosef Cholash, the famous story, Rav Yosef was sick, he akarle limude, he forgot all of his learning. Ahadre Abaye Kame, Abaye reviewed it in front of him. Ahadre b'chol duch tamrinan, I'm Rav Yosef, lo shmi ali harashmaita. That's where every time that we say Rav Yosef says, I didn't hear this statement, but Abaye atamrita nialan, and we hamat nitamrita nialan. And Abaye would answer him and say, You taught us that statement, and you learned it from that braita. Now, that's the story of Abaye and Rav Yosef. We go several generations earlier. Kihave gamar Rebbe tlatisrei api hilchata. When Rebbe would learn a halacha, he would learn 13 different aspects of the halacha, or 13 versions of the halacha. Agmar the Rabbi Chia shivam binhon. He taught his prize student Rabbi Chia 7 of them. The sof chalash Rebbe. Rebbe got sick. And evidently forgot his learning. Ahad the Rabbi Chia kame hanhu shiva ape dagmari. So Rabbi Chia reviewed the 7 perspectives that he had taught him. Shita azdu, and the other 6 were lost. But have hahu katsra, there was a laundryman. Have shmiele the Rebbe kedahave garis lehu. He would listen to Rebbe. He was evidently the guy who did laundry in Rebbe's house. He would overhear Rebbe when Rebbe was reviewing all of them. Az Rabbi Chia begama yaton kame katsra. So Rabbi Chia went and reviewed the other 6 in front of this man. Then he himself went and reviewed in front of Rebbe. Rebbe got better whenever he saw that laundryman. Rebbe would say to him, you have effectively created me and Rav Chia. You've given us our Torah back. That's one version of the story. The other version is that he said to him, you made Chia. He made me. Rav Alexandre Amachia Bar Abba, Gadol Nation Asala Chole, Yotemina Nation Asala Chanan Mishav Azaria. Being relieved of a terrible fever is great than the miracle of Chanan Mishav Azaria, those 3 young lads who were saved when they were thrown into the fire by Nebuchadnezzar. Shachanan Shalazar Ya'esh Shal Hadyot. That's a human fire. Anybody could put it out. But a fever, that's a heavenly fire. Who could put it out? And nonetheless, people get better. When a man's time has come, anybody could kill him. Anybody could overtake him. Shenemar, what does Cain say? Anybody who finds me will kill me. As if to say, anybody has that ability. Rava said there's a different pasuk. They stand up at your ruling, because they're all your servants, meaning that everybody is able to fulfill your command that this person should die. And we'll have just a couple stories about that. Rabba Bar Shila Amrile, they told Rabba Shila, Shachiv Gavra Gavoa, a very tall man died. Havirachiv Girduna Zutra, he was riding on a small donkey. Girduna Zutra, Mata Tituri, came to the bridge, Istavit, and he fell. Shadeva Kashachiv, he fell over here and died. And it was even on a small little donkey. Kari Al Nafshe, so Shmuel said about him, Shateh Hamdu Hayom, sorry, Rav said, called and mentioned about him. Rabbi Shila said about this fellow, "Lemishvatecham do ayom." Even a little donkey and a bridge are able to kill this guy. Shmuel Chazi Elahun Bahahu Akra Bayetiva Al Akdokta VeAvra Nahara. He saw a scorpion on the back of a frog crossing a river. Tarka Gavramayit, to cross the river, and then it stung somebody and they died. In other words, the frog was able to carry the scorpion safely over the river so the scorpion could fulfill his mission and kill this other fellow. Good. Amar Shmuel, the only one you're allowed to visit is somebody who's been relieved of his fever. Lafuki my what? So who are you not supposed to visit? Lafuki hanatan rabbi ben parta omer mishum rabbi Eliezer ein vakrin lochole meayim. You don't visit people who have indigestion disease. It's very embarrassing because of the sounds and smells. Lochole ha'ayin velo mechosher rosh, or people who have eye hurt, pain in the eye, or headaches. Bishma chole meayim, I understand mishum kisufa. You don't visit them because it's embarrassing. Chole ha'ayin mechosher rosh my time. How come you can't visit people who are sick in their eye or headaches? Speech hurts the eye and is very good as fighting against the fever. So it gives you a headache or it hurts your eye. So you come visit him, you're speaking, it hurts. Amarava, hi ishata, if it were this fever, if it weren't for the fact that it's the agent of the malacha maves, it's as good as a circle of thorns around a palm tree once every 30 days. And it's a good thing to have. It's like this tiraiki for the body, some sort of a salve. He said, I could do without it and its salvific character. In other words, I'm not interested in the fever at all. Our son, whatever that is, is good to make you feel better. My our son, what is it? It's some sort of barley mix. Atikta Duresh Nafia that comes at the top of the sieve. Bayan Bishula can be sort of torn. You have to cook it like you cook ox meat. Yosef Amar Smide Desari Atikta Duresh Nafia. It said it's the flour. Of old barley that's on top of the sieve. Rabbi Abayan Bishula Kibisra Torah. Again, Rabbi said, whatever it is, you have to cook it like ox meat. Rabbi Yochanan, Burdam Ein Mevakrim. Somebody who is Burdam, whatever that is, you don't visit. Ein Mazkirin Shmo, you don't even mention the disease. It's dysentery. My Tamar Balazim, Neshehu Kim Ayan Hanovea. It's like a non-ending flow of disgusting stuff. Balazim, Lamani Krashmo Burdam. Why is it called Burdam? Shukim Ayan Hanovea. A little bit difficult to understand what the etymology there is, but that's the notion. Take a look at the Ran on the previous Amud. The Ran is mentioned earlier, and it's like bore dumb, as if to say, sort of like a pit full of oil, full of blood. Sorry. Now, in the Mishnah, it said, refuat nefesh. You can heal the mudar, refuat nefesh, but not refuat mamon. Hechitani, what does that mean? Either I'm refuat nefesh bechinam, meaning you can do it for free. Refuat mamon mischar, but you can't take money from him. So, l'niachim, apeo bechinam, lo mischar. So, why doesn't it say you can heal him for free, but not for money? El refuat nefesh means gufa refuat mamon behemto. This is the way I explained it when we learned the Mishnah, yeah, in the previous podcast. Refuat nefesh means healing him, refuat mamon means healing his possessions. But you can't advise him and say, your cow needs this, or this is bad for your cow, but you can't actually heal his possessions. Okay, the next Mishnah continues on things that a mudar and a madar can do together. They can bathe together in a large bath, but not a small one, where they're near each other, and one person's movement is going to cause the other one to get a little wetter and have water come over him, and that's a nehana. They could sleep in the same bed. According to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, they can only sleep together in the hot season when their proximity doesn't help each other, but not in the cold season when their body warmth will help each other. They can recline together on one couch when eating. They could eat at the same table. But they can't eat out of the same bowl because one guy is going to leave the nicer portion over and be mahana the other fellow. But they can eat together from the bowl that gets circulated around, and we'll see what that means. The Brite says, Meir had a more stringent perspective than our Tana. He said that you can't bathe in any sort of bath, and you can't sleep in any sort of bed together, whether big or small. Rabbi Yehuda has a different version in this Brita than in the Mishnah. You may bathe together in a large pool, but in the summer season, you can even, as far as the bed goes. During the summer. You're allowed to bathe together in a large bath, like our Mishnah says, and you can go into a small area, which is like a shvitzbud, a sauna. Exactly like our Mishnah. What does that mean? It doesn't mean one that's going around, but one that's going to come back to the balabayit. Therefore, you be careful to only take your right portion. Okay, the last piece of this is lo yochal imo min ha'ivush lifnei ha'poalim. They'd put like a trough in front of the workers to eat. You can't do that with him because if you leave a little extra and so he gets a nicer piece, you've been mahana him. You can't work with him in the same furrow. Chum say you can, as long as you're far away, because if you're working right next to him, everybody agrees you can't because you're going to soften the earth and help him out. If you're far away, then it's not a concern. Now the car of Lo Pligi Dosud, so they all agree you can't work next to him. Ki Pligi Barachok. Rameir Savar Gazrin and Rachok Mishum Karov. Rameir simply says we don't allow working far away because there's a precaution against working nearby. The Kamar Pilala Ara Kamai, because you're softening up the earth in front of him. Rabbanan Savri Lo Gazrinan. Rabbanan say we don't make such a gzerah. Okay, we have completed up until Daf Mem Bet Amud Aleph. Yitz Hashem, over the course of the next couple of podcasts, we will complete Parak or VE. Everyone should have a nice day.